This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
This is Nathaniel, and you're on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
You are on the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9, your weekly guide to the music industry with myself, Jono, and the lovely Leo.
Good evening, how are you?
We've got a special guest in studio tonight. I've got my radio husband here and my radio wife.
The lovely Harry is here. Now, the reason Hello. Why Harry is here, because Harry joined us last week for the ARIAs. Yes. We were in Sydney for the ARIAs, for the Australian Music Night of Nights. It's an amazing night for local music, for the local industry. And you joined us, Harry.
I did. It was my first ever red carpet experience.
Virgin performance. How was it for you?
It was amazing. I had so much fun. You two are just something on that carpet.
Dynamite.
Absolute guns.
This was our third time on the red carpet.
Oh, and old hats.
This year, I have to say, was probably, Jono, our toughest red carpet so far.
Well, lots of people didn't want to stop and talk. They did when they saw us, but there were a lot of people not doing interviews down the red carpet. We didn't get One Direction, we didn't get Katy Perry, they didn't talk to anyone.
But then again, no one else did, apart from a few TV live spots. But I think the best way to describe this year was being in a rugby scrum.
Yeah.
It was
yeah.
so hectic.
For sure.
And, but we've got heaps of stars. A lot of them are going to be chatting with us tonight on the show. Well, the interviews anyway. If you want to get in contact, you can do so anytime you like. Email onair@joy.org.au or you can SMS 0427JOY949. We're on social media.
We've been having a little bit of a chat to some of the winners, and we should probably go through some of the winners, I guess.
Definitely. Now, Harry, who was the cream of the cream who won four awards?
That was Sia. Sia won four awards. She won Album of the Year, Best Female Artist, Best Pop Release, Best Video. So it was, she had a massive night. She wasn't there.
She didn't turn up, though.
No, but she did.
Which I think is a shame. I know she doesn't like doing awards ceremonies and stuff, but when it's your own country, I think she could have made the effort.
Yeah.
Just quietly.
And there was all that stuff then on Twitter, because she said, well, I sent four videos and they showed one, and then she gave them all away.
Yeah, exactly. Ungrateful.
What do we think of that, Leo?
I love Sia, and well deserved for her. She's fantastic. Who else won some awards?
So Chet Faker won Best Male Artist. He did a really amazing performance as well, my old mate. Shepherd won Best Group. Iggy Azalea won. I was pleased that she won something for Breakthrough Artist. 5 Seconds of Summer. Where's the screams? Some girls screaming somewhere. For Aria Song of the Year. John Butler Trio. Best Blues. The Wiggles. The Wiggles always bloody win, don't they?
And of course, once again, One Direction got International Act of the Year.
Yes. And we interviewed Casey Chambers won. She won Best Country Album. We interviewed her. And Dan Sultan won Best Rock Album, and we managed to grab a chat with him as well.
Of course, the ARIA carpet's full of a whole lot of X Factor and Voice contestants and runners-up and all that sort of thing. And one of those was the lovely Melissa.
Melissa, she won this year's X Factor, and I had a bit of a chat with her on the red carpet.
Here it is.
Hello. Melissa is from the X Factor this year, the Voice X Factor winner, only 15 years old. Congratulations, sweetheart.
Thank you so much.
You look amazing. Who are you wearing tonight?
Philippa Galasso.
Oh, fantastic. Yeah. And your single, number 2 on the chart.
Yes.
Amazing. And the album's out.
Yes.
You must be very excited for what's happening next year.
Really, really exciting. I can't believe I have an album and a single.
Well, enjoy your night, honey.
Thank you.
Thanks, sweetheart. Have a great night.
Now, that screaming was probably because most of the time when we were trying to do interviews, there was One Direction or 5 Seconds of Summer or Katy Perry on the red carpet. And all the girls, they had this whole grandstand full of girls. I think I saw one guy in the grandstand who was probably accompanying
a
girl. And the girls were just screaming, and the paramedics were attending to the ones that fainted, and it was just all chaos.
Chaos, chaos, chaos. One of our favourites at Joy, and she was actually in the Joy studios on Monday talking to James from the Triple Threat Breakfast Team on Tuesday, was the gorgeous Samantha Jade. Now, Jono, you had a bit of a coffee date
Samantha. I went out for coffee with Samantha earlier in the week, but we saw her last week on the red carpet. She looked amazing.
She looked incredible.
Here's what she had to say.
Samantha Jade on Joy 94.9. How are you, sweetheart? Leo and Harry here.
Hello.
Hi. Now, we love a bit of sweet talk at the moment.
Do you?
Oh, we are loving that track.
Yes.
Added from day one.
Love that.
It's so good to have you back. You've had a difficult year, sweetie. So good to have you back.
Thank
What's
you.
Coming up for Christmas? You're going to Bali, I hear.
I'm going to Bali. I'm getting out of town and I'm getting a tan and I'm just getting out of town.
Are you doing the carols this year?
Yeah. So that's going to be my last gig of the year and then I'm out.
Now, you might be coming into Joy next week.
Absolutely.
So hopefully, because we love you at Joy.
I love coming there. I love Joy. I'll be there.
And just quickly, who are you wearing tonight? You look amazing.
Thank you. This is Paolo Sebastian. He's an Adelaide designer. And Jules Sebastian and I kind of came up with the idea of what we wanted and he just took it to a new level. Thank you so much.
8 minutes past eight on Joy 94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum with Jono, Leo and Harry on your Wednesday night. We are talking all things Arias, and that, of course, was the lovely Samantha Jade and Sweet Talk.
Looking very nice on the red carpet. Now, there are plenty of Joy favourites on the red carpet this year, Jono. We spoke to heaps of favourites, including Ella Hooper. Now, she's been in Joy so many times. She's a great supporter of her music.
Now, you called her Ella Henderson. Have you edited that bit out?
I called her Ella Henderson. I'm so embarrassed. And Harry was just like, what are you doing?
Just giving him no.
I know, it was so funny. But luckily, she saw the funny side.
Joy 94.9 on the red carpet with Harry and Leo with Ella Henderson. Oh, Ella Hooper, oh my God.
Just to have an international super hit.
Ella Hooper.
I'll take it.
Now, Joy, your new album's out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, it just came out a couple of days ago. And thank you for all your support. You guys have been amazing. You've had me in a couple of times talking about it. And yeah, it just feels great to have it out there now.
And how are Specs and Specs going?
Well, it's actually, we're showing the final episodes now, so it's not coming back, which is a bit of a bummer, but we do have EPs on every Friday night at 9 o'clock, I think it is, on ABC. So yeah.
And what's happening over Christmas and New Year for you?
A whole lot of relaxing, and then actually in January, I'm getting straight back into recording another album, so if I don't relax in December, I'm going to be a lunatic, so hopefully nothing is happening in December.
Are you doing some gigs over the holiday break?
I am. I'm going to play at Ding Dong Lounge next weekend launch the album. So that's in Melbourne, Saturday the 6th of December. And then I'm going to be back up in New South Wales doing a couple of gigs in February.
Thanks, Ella.
Ella Hooper, not Ella Henderson.
Ella Hooper on Joy.
Almost went
there. She was so lovely, Ella Hooper. And Harry, we had a great chat with someone that I've met before several times on the red carpet. He's always really good on the red carpet.
Mm.
He is very giving of his time. He goes to every media outlet, all the fans. Tim O'Malley, gentleman.
And I tell you what, he was a smooth talker. Mm. Oh, 5 more minutes with him, I would have been in there sitting next to him all night.
Really? Well, you gave him a big kiss, didn't you?
I did. And he smelled amazing. Because
mm-hmm.
I was going, you know, be friendly. I put my arm around him.
Harry. Quite right there, darling.
And then somebody said, oh, give him a kiss. And I did. And I don't regret a minute of it.
There you go. We had a bit of a chat with him. This is Leo and Harry talking to Tim O'Malley. I'm getting
confused. Join 94.9. Leo and Harry on the red carpet with our lovely friend Tim O'Malley.
Hey, what's going on?
How you going, man?
I'm always
you good.
You guys good?
Delilah.
There you go.
Delilah.
Respect.
You smell amazing, sir.
Thank you very much.
What are you wearing?
Diesel, only the brave. It's like my,
okay.
My fragrance.
Is that because you are so brave?
Most of the time, yes.
You wear your mantra.
Yeah, definitely. As long as we're not on some crazy high building, we're all good.
You're looking very free and breezy on the red carpet today.
It's a West African outfit. It's called a dashiki. And so I thought I'd bring it back to my roots this year. I've never really showcased it on a carpet before. So
you got to bring the bling.
Yeah, of course. You know, I had
the
to get the bling on. Always. Yeah,
and who are you most excited about seeing tonight?
I think, you know what, the 1D performance, definitely. You know, I really rate those guys as vocalists, like really strong singers and musicians, so it would be good to see them live.
And what's happening over Christmas and New Year?
Christmas and New Year, man, I'm going to be here. My parents come back from Nigeria like in a few weeks.
Yeah.
I haven't seen them in like 2 years. So, yeah, that'll be really nice. And then, I've got some new nephews, and so it's going to be really special.
Hectic. Yeah. And next year, you touring next year?
I will be touring next year.
You better be.
But yeah, respect. Yeah. You better be coming. Yeah. The album comes out next year, and I've been working this whole year on the new music, and it's exciting, man, to just be creative and to be part of a label that lets me be creative as well.
It's very rare.
What's up? It's your boy Tim and Maddie wishing Joy 94.9 an incredible happy birthday. Happy 21st birthday.
Hey, this is Ricky Lee. You're inside the Sound Museum on Joy 94.9.
You're inside the Sound Museum, your inside guide to the music industry with myself, Leo, Jono, and the lovely Harry.
Hello.
On the Wednesday night. Now, last week we were on the RA red carpet and we're playing interviews with the stars tonight and all the goss from the red carpet. Now, Harry, as a red carpet virgin.
Yes.
Was the red carpet what you expected?
No, it was a lot more manic than I expected. It was, and you've really got to set yourself up and know who you want and when you want them. And Leo, you gave us a lot of prep. You had a list of exactly who we wanted, a little bit of information about them, and
Leo's
when we wanted them.
Leo's on fire on that red carpet.
Oh, he was amazing.
Yeah, no one says no to you.
Oh, stop it.
It's true. And everybody you called, they came over. It was amazing.
And also, it did help that because the last 2 years, being on the red carpet, me and Jono, we knew a lot of the artists and a lot of the publicists.
Mm.
So when they saw us and saw the Joy t-shirts, they came
you.
Over. Because around us were all these other radio stations.
Mm-hmm. That no one had heard of.
Which, to be fair, we got a lot of the interviews and they didn't. Because we have a good relationship with Aussie artists and we have a good rapport with the publicists and managers. So,
yeah,
very, very proud of that.
This next boy's been into Joy a couple of times as well. His name is Kaz James.
Oh, he was gorgeous, wasn't he?
He was looking fine. And we had a bit of a chat with him. Here it is on Joy.
Joy 94.9 on the red carpet with Mr. Kaz James. Welcome.
How you doing?
Now, you were in Joy a few weeks ago with Adam, I believe.
Yeah,
having
that's
a
correct.
Bit of a
chat.
No,
Dylan. Yeah, that's right.
No,
see you last.
Tell us what you really think of Dylan.
I like Dylan. I like all the gang there. They're great, man. Joy's it's a wicked radio station, and you guys have always been really big supporters. So,
what do you make of all this media buzz and the red carpet? Do you enjoy it?
To be honest, I haven't lived here for that long.
Yeah.
Like, I haven't lived in Australia for 10 years. I don't really know who anyone is. I'm sort of going, right.
Your new single is out. Tell us about that.
Yeah, new single, Show Me Love's out. It's doing really well. A lot of love. And yeah, I'm just, basically out here promoting it / doing Sarah Sonic tour.
We're loving it on Joy. So keep the music coming. What are you planning for next year?
More records, more touring. Nothing changes. World goes on.
It's looking very sharp tonight.
Thank you. I do my best.
James.
I do my best.
Kaz, good
thank
to see you.
So
thank you
so much.
Sure.
Kaz James on Joy 94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum this beautiful Wednesday evening.
We are recapping last week's ARIA Awards. We, three of us, were there on the red carpet interviewing the stars. There was a report in the paper the next day that said a lot of stars didn't do interviews, and one of the people they said didn't do interviews was Delta Goodrum.
Well,
we got her. Don't know about everyone else, but she talked to us.
The thing is, with Delta, we also saw her afterwards, and you had a photograph with Delta,
you chatted like old friends,
yeah.
Didn't you?
A glass of champagne with the lovely Delta.
We also had a chat backstage with Nathaniel. He's always lovely.
Mm-hmm. And the boys from DNA.
And the boys from DNA, Havana Brown and Taylor Henderson. When they have the awards ceremony, there's this massive gap, about an hour to break in the show, and people go outside, have a bite to eat and a catch up. And that's when we got to meet a few of the Joy favourites.
We're going to have a little bit of a mingle and a chat with them.
But Delta Goodrum.
She was on the red carpet. We had a bit of a chat to her. Lovely. Finally got Delta on Joy. Here she
gorgeous.
Is.
Joy 94.9, Australia's only gay lesbian radio station. I'm the cut with Delta Goodrum with Harry and Leo.
Hello.
You're looking amazing tonight.
Thank you so much. Just a bit of a Stephen Colliott.
No, I have to say, Love That Will Be Done. Gorgeous track.
Thank you so much.
And you toured with Andre Bocelli, one of my favourite singers. He's amazing.
I
what was that like?
I loved singing with him. He was amazing. He was just really great to sing with him. I mean, I've toured with him before, but you know, every time we sang together, it was like the first time. And I was just kind of standing there in front of the 10,000 people singing these operas. And I know I don't sing opera, but it's a part of me that I love to do and enjoy.
And when's the album coming out?
So, start of next year.
That was Delta.
She just
stopped talking very suddenly.
It
wasn't
very, 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 very quick on the red carpet because there was so much press there. Mm. And when we got to speak to the stars, often it was quite quick because they're like a matter of like less than a minute sometimes. So we still got them.
This next lady has been into Joy a number of times. It is a fabulous Dami M, X Factor winner. Here she is.
Dami M on the red carpet with Joy, Australia's only gay lesbian. We love you, Dami.
Oh, thank you.
Now, because you've had a massive year, Super Love, the album's out, Heartbeast, loving the album.
Thank you. I'm
incredible.
Glad
you've been to Korea. How's Korea?
Korea was really good. Korea. I also went to China and Macau, MTV China. So yeah.
And darling, you're touring with John Legend. Oh my God.
Yes, I know.
Are you excited?
Yes, it's crazy.
And what's happening for Christmas and New Year?
Christmas, I'm doing some carols first. Carols in the Domain. Other carols as well.
And who dressed you? You look stunning this evening.
Gorgeous.
Carla Zampatti. One of my favorite designers.
And would you call it that blue shawl? Is it? What would you call it?
Yeah, fake fur thing.
It's gorgeous. Thank you.
Have a great night, darling.
26 minutes past 8 on Joy 94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum with Jono, Leo and Harry on your Wednesday night, reviewing last week's ARIA Awards.
Now, Harry, The Voice, of course, has been going for 3 years now. Yes. And there's quite a few voice stars on the red carpet. And one of our favourites was from last year. She's been to Joy a few times, Kiomi Vella.
Here's what she had to say.
Joy 94.9 on the ARIA red carpet with the gorgeous Kiomi Vella. Welcome to Joy.
Hello.
Welcome back, Joy, I should say.
I know.
You released your debut single, Alien, this year. How's that going?
Good, good. It's out there and going well. It's still there.
And last time you were in Joy, you told Jono that you're going to Japan. Is it on the card still?
It is. I just booked my tickets last weekend. So I'm very excited. It's happening and we're going to do it.
What is coming up for Christmas and New Year for you?
Oh, just with the family. And my cousin is coming down from Japan, actually, for the first time. I've never met her before, so it's going to be really practice my Japanese before I head over. So,
and what's coming up, I guess, next year for you?
Well, yeah, hopefully the Japan thing goes really well. Yeah. And we talked to some record companies and we've got a bunch of songs that we've written in Japanese. So
gorgeous.
Hopefully that'll
You're looking
well.
Stunning tonight. Thank and this gorgeous, so oriental type flower thing happening. It's stunning.
It's Alice McCall. It's beautiful.
Fantastic. Have a great night. It's great
Thank
to see you.
You too.
And come to Joy anytime you like.
Yeah,
thanks,
I'll see
Kiomi
you next
Vella.
Time.
Thanks, honey.
That was Kiomi Vella, a contestant from last year's The Voice, part of Team Ricky Martin. Now,
this next one, I knew you were going to laugh as soon as you said this. This next voice, one of your favourites, Leo, and probably is your favourite.
Yeah, Harrison Craig has been to Joy a couple of times this year. He was in for a Radiothon special, and he was on my show on Friday, celebrating Joy's 21st birthday. Great guy, great singer, and always fun on the red carpet, Mr. Harrison Craig.
We do love him. Here he is.
This guy knows who we are, Harrison Craig.
Oh, lovely to see you guys. What's been going on?
How you going?
Really, really well.
Looking very sharp and cream tonight.
Oh, well, I knew you guys were going to be here, so I had to duck
up. Now, you've had a big year. The Love album out in April, and of course, you're on the Disney soundtrack.
Yes, I
Go
know.
Go the Distance.
I know. Yes, yeah, it's just...
And you're on the Christmas, Spirit of Christmas album as well.
I know.
Having Mariah.
Awesome. Oh, it's just awesome. I think, it's such a privilege to be a part of records that are so well known out here, and part of the country's last 20 years of music history, I suppose. You know, it's just awesome.
You went flying in a little biplane recently as well, didn't you?
Yeah, well,
and that would have scared me shitless. I don't know how you cope.
I was
with
in a 1952 French trainer, which they used just after the war.
Did you scream?
It was crazy.
Yeah.
They
edited that video to make it look like you were enjoying it, but I bet you were. Had a few terrifying moments.
I was at 5,000 feet, and after I got down, I spoke to the camera crew, and they said, "We could hear you from up there." And I said, "You're lying." And they said, "I promise you, we can show you the playback." And I was like, "Oh, no."
Hey, Harrison, have yourself a fabulous night, and we'll see you back at Joy 94.9 sometime soon.
One of the nicest guys in the business, Mr. Harrison Craig. We love him at Joy 94.9.
Howie, Anya Nissen won this year's The Voice.
Yes.
And she looked absolutely breathtaking on the
book. She took my breath away. Big style. She was flawless.
Did you get a little lesbian heart on?
I did.
Right.
I got a lady boner.
Isn't she gorgeous? And she's got quite a good top half
rack
on her. Yeah.
Well, let's hope her modelling career takes off because the music one hasn't. So maybe there's potential there yet.
Oh, this is Anya Nissen on Joy.
Yeah, here we go.
Joy 94.9 and your Nesten on the red carpet winner of this year's The Voice. You look amazing tonight.
Oh, thank you.
Incredible. Thank you. An amazing year you've had. You're in the Joy Studios, the first week you won.
Yes.
It's great having you in the Joy Studios. And the single's out. I'm so excited.
Yes.
With Will I Am. Yeah. How's it all going?
Oh, it's going great. It's been very busy. Got back from Melbourne this morning. I woke up at like 4 a.m. So it's been a long day and it's still not done. So yeah, it's going to be a long day.
And what's happening for Christmas and New Year for you?
I'm doing the Maya Christmas concert down in Melbourne. Yeah, Christmas carols, yeah.
Because you are on this year's Spirit of Christmas album, aren't you?
Yes, yeah, on the album, yeah.
Joy to the world.
Yes.
And are you touring next year?
Hopefully. And we're getting the new album out.
It's great to have you on Joy.
It's quite funny you ask if she's touring. She hasn't got any material to tour.
Well.
So, what's she going to do? Sing nothing. I shouldn't be nasty. Good luck to her. It was lovely to talk to her on the ARIA red carpet last week. This next man we saw on the red carpet and also at the airport the next day, and he sings my sort of music.
He's a great guy. His name is Matthew Garwood. I had him on my Friday morning show a few weeks ago when he just released his album, The Tattoo Tenor, and he was on The Voice this year. Mm. He didn't win. In fact, he only was in the 3 episodes.
Oh.
And he was part of Team Ricky Martin. Didn't get into the top 5 or top 6, but he made quite an impression on the public.
Well, he doesn't look like someone that should be singing All I Ask of You, so it's quite nice when people sort of break out of the mould and it's not what you expect.
Exactly. He's got an amazing voice and he's a great guy. This is our chat with Matthew Garwood from The Voice on the red carpet.
Matthew Garwood from The Voice this year. You were on 3 episodes.
Yes.
And you've got an album out called The Tattoo Tenor.
That's right.
Oh my God.
I know, and here we are at the Arias with 5 seconds of summer just walking behind us.
Your
so how incredible
time.
Is that? Yeah.
And you're enjoying it so far?
It's great. I mean, it's still very overwhelming, but, you know, this is what you've got, a team behind you that walk with you and, you know, they try and help you out and stuff, so.
No, you didn't have to worry too much about what to wear because you just wanted to show off the tattoos today, didn't you?
That's great.
That's exactly right. We thought we'd go for a point of difference today and really go to show it off like we did on The Voice as well, so.
So what's on for Christmas and New Year for you?
Having the album out now, it's just all about, you know, the promotions and just seeing what opportunities come from that now, which is very exciting.
Is there a chance we're going to see a tour on the back of this album?
Oh, absolutely. We want to try and get on the back of something, whether it's a pre-existing tour that's coming into Australia or something we can put ourselves. So, yeah, really looking forward to it.
You're great.
Excellent. No worries, guys.
The lovely song from Phantom of the Opera, All I Ask of You on Joy 94.9. That is Matthew Garwood teaming up with New Zealander Tony Gibson.
Gorgeous voice.
Oh,
he has.
Beautiful. You can't go wrong with that song, can you? It's our ARIA special on the Sound Museum tonight on Joy 94.9. All our interviews from the red carpet.
Now, we're not only on the red carpet, John, we're also backstage in the media room. And so when the stars got the award, they will come backstage for a bit of a chat. Shepherd were back there. When Molly was presented with his Hall of Fame award, he came back in the media room.
Mm-hmm.
And we had a chat with Molly, didn't we?
We did. We didn't record it. We did have a bit of a chat with him out on the balcony after the award ceremony. Congratulated him on his award. He was looking a bit frail.
Yeah,
I think Molly. I think he was a bit overcome by the whole night. But
lovely man.
Lovely man. Great to have a chat to him. Harry, you went into the awards, didn't you?
I was. I left you two
in
the media room and I went in.
You did, and you watched One Direction perform.
They were amazing. And I watched Chet Faker perform as well.
Who did you sit next to? Someone important.
Oh yeah, I sat next to Peking Duck, and Tom Ballard was behind me, and then there was the a radio crew or somebody in front. Triple G.
Now tell us a really good story,
okay?
Because you were going into the auditorium and some guy was trying to get in but couldn't get in.
Yes.
And he was quite special that night.
Yes. So I was following John out to the balcony and I saw somebody that I recognised that we didn't get to speak to on the red carpet, and he was on his own, so I thought, oh, I'll go over and say hello. And then I thought, nah, you know, I'll leave him to it. But then I saw that the security guard was asking him for his ticket, and I could hear him say to the security guard, I'm nominated for 6 awards, mate, you gotta let me in. So I just go over with my media pass and said, oh, is everything all right, guys? And the security guard said, oh, look, he hasn't got his pass. I said, listen, can I take him in because I've got my pass? And he was like, yeah, no worries. And you go, and it was Chet Faker. So we went inside and I just said, you know, I was from Joy 94.9, Australia's Only Gay and Lesbian Radio, and you know, we didn't get to speak to you. And he actually said that he really dislikes the red carpet. It's not about, you know, it's not about music. He doesn't make music on the red carpet, and you know, it's not what he's about. And I said, well, it's a way for your fans to get, you know, involved with you as well. And he said, nah, I just really don't like it. And then he
brought me in, showed me a spare seat and where all the complimentary stuff was, and I had a lovely time.
Oh, lovely, Harry.
There you go. No one questioned you. They questioned Shep Baker.
Now, Shepard were in the Joy Studios with me on the Friday Morning Show a few months ago, just before they're going to the States to film their Ellen performance on the Ellen Show.
Wow.
And we had two of the guys on the red carpet from Shepard.
We're with two of the Shepard boys. You guys had a massive year. Now, last time I spoke to you guys, you were just going to the LA to record Ellen.
Yes.
How did that go?
It was amazing, It actually doesn't feel like it happened.
It went so fast. It was such a blur.
And did you meet Ellen?
We did, yes.
George.
Hey, there's a whole bunch of people performing at the Arias tonight. Who are you most looking forward to seeing?
I'm most excited to see 5 Seconds of Summer, just because of the amount of hype that is behind them.
And the amount of screaming that's going on behind us.
We chose the wrong time to walk the carpet, let's say that much.
We start tour with Megan Trainor in the States.
Oh, fantastic. Well, all the best for the new year. I'm so proud of you. Guys,
awesome.
Kicking it overseas.
Yeah.
Have a great night.
Great. Thank you very much.
That is Shepard on Joy 94.9. Of course, two of the guys from Shepard doing great things, and they won a few awards on the night as well. Now, also on the night was different music styles, Harry, because there was rock, there was pop, there was dance, there was folk, children's music. Everyone's on the red carpet. It was such a good vibe. And three artists we spoke to weren't really on Joy Daytime, but also Joy favourites on our specialist shows.
Yes.
The first one being country singer Casey Chambers.
Oh, she was lovely.
It was with her young toy boy.
Mm. Yeah.
Here she is.
Joy 94.9, Australia's only lesbian and gay radio station with Leo and Harry tonight.
Hello, how are you?
Good. Now, you're up for an award and you're presenting tonight. Big night.
Oh, I'm so glad. You know, I'm just happy to come along and do whatever. I'm just happy to even get a ticket, to be honest. Even if I just ended up just in the mosh pit.
But your tour has been postponed to next year. How's it going?
It has. You know, it's going really well.
I
have been really looking after myself, you know.
Yeah.
It's about time that I did, because I've always been a bit of a hack when it comes to being a singer. I'm just like, whatever, we'll be right. You know, no warm up. Yeah, it doesn't matter. Yell at the kids. Yeah.
What's coming up over Christmas and New Year for you?
It's always very quiet for me. I just hang out with family and friends and, it sounds really boring, but it is always my favourite time of the year. And I've got little kids, so they always think it's the most exciting.
It's their favourite time of year.
Oh, they love it.
All our goss and red carpet action from the ARI red carpet last week. And we just heard from Casey Chambers before. Another singer we chatted to was Gosling.
Mm.
Now, Jono, she is signed to Universal Music. She released her album last year, doing quite well. She was up for Best Adult Contemporary. And this is our chat with Gosling.
Joy 94.9, I'm the red carpet with Gosling. Now, you're up for a nomination tonight for the Best Adult Contemporary.
That's right.
Which is fantastic. Now, your album is called Harvest of Gold.
Yes.
It's great having it out and having it in stores, and your fans are loving it.
Yeah, it's been out for a year now.
A year now,
November,
And you're touring at the moment as well.
Yes, just finished touring in the UK and the US. And
how was the tour?
It was great. Yeah, it was really
fun. And you look amazing. What are you wearing tonight?
Thank you. I'm wearing Manning Cartel. Beautiful Australian
designer.
Well,
have a great night, Gosling.
Thank you very much.
There she is. Someone else we chatted to on the red carpet, who actually gave us quite a good interview this year, because last year she was a bit crap. was the lovely Megan Washington.
Joy 94.9 on the red carpet with the lovely Megan Washington.
Hello.
Now, you've got a new album out there.
That's
top
great.
5 new entry. We love that.
Top 2.
Top 2, darling. Top 2.
Jimmy
doing bloody
Barnes
well.
Got number 1.
Bloody
Jimmy Barnes.
Hey, now, last year when we saw you on the red carpet, you were talking about you were going to spend most of this year making an album. So now that it's all done and it's out, are you kind of relieved and excited with how it's gone?
Yeah, I mean, normally by the time I've made it, I'm kind of not over it, but I'm sort of ready to do the next thing, because there's such a long time in between when you finish it and when it's released. So I'm
well, you've got to take it out on the road now, so we're going to see you out and about.
Well, yeah, I'm going in. what a drag.
Megan, we have something in common. I have a speech impediment and a stutter like you. And
you're on radio.
I know, and somehow I'm on radio.
Yeah.
So you did a great speech at the Opera House. That must have been an incredible moment for you.
It was fucking terrifying.
Facing your demons.
Yeah, that's it. You just rock that shit head on. That's my vibe.
And what's up next year for you?
I'm going to make another record, and then I'm going to force it. Yeah, I'm over the one I made, and then I'm going to force it upon the listeners of the country and make them hear it.
Well, we love that. Have a great night, Megan Washington.
Not at all. Thanks for speaking.
Megan Washington on Joy. My Heart is a Wheel from the album There There.
It's a bit funny, really, having your heart as a wheel, isn't it? Is your heart a wheel, Harry?
A wagon wheel, maybe.
I hope not.
Yeah.
Hey, we are playing interviews from the ARIA Red Carpet. The two of you had a chat with the Justice Crew.
Yeah, they were lovely, lovely boys.
Oh, lovely.
They recognised you. As soon as you
well,
were like,
most people do.
You were Justice Crew, and they were like, Leo!
Here we go.
The boys from Justice Crew, or three of them anyway, join the new 4.9. We love you guys.
Thanks, man.
We love you too.
See you guys.
Now, it's our 21st birthday on Monday. Yeah. Have you got a message for us?
Happy birthday to Joy FM, of course. We love you guys, and thank you so much for all the support.
21 shots.
And the rest. You guys have had a massive year. K-Sera was huge, so popular on Joy. Rise and Fall is a new one. The album's out this week, this Friday. Coming Friday. Are you guys touring next year?
Definitely.
100%.
Yeah.
Are you guys going overseas?
Yeah, we're thinking Europe's in the cards, actually.
Oh, amazing. And How was the performance earlier? Was it fun?
It was actually like the first time we've had like a live band performing, so it was live band, dancing and everything. It was really cool.
Is that something you'll think about for the tour now?
Definitely, yeah.
It's such a cool sound.
It's having that live element adds a different atmosphere altogether.
Yeah. And of course, tonight you guys are for best single of the year.
Yeah.
You guys got it in the bag, I reckon. Just saying. Do you reckon? Who's your pick?
Well, it's actually a big chance. I think 5 Seconds of Summer are huge, and they had a big song. I think Sia had an awesome.
Yeah,
song.
You guys.
There's more of you though.
Sia.
Yeah, there is more of us.
Nowick's at number one. Hello.
expect the worst, but hope for the best.
That's it.
Have a great night, Justice Crew.
That is the Justice Crew on Joy 94.9. You're inside the Sound Museum with John O'Leo and Harry on your Wednesday night.
Now, one lady that came running over as soon as she saw John and I was their lovely Joy favourite, Paulini.
Here she is.
You're on Joy 94.9 on the red carpet with, it is Paulini on the red carpet. We are airing it all out with you, honey.
Air it all out.
Oh, we are loving that song on Joy 94.9, especially the Seventh Heaven remix. It is pumping.
Can I just say thank you so much for the support? It has been absolutely amazing. You guys are great.
Now,
seriously,
who chose the remixes for that one? Because obviously the original song is a bit of a ballad, but then you've just really pumped it up, haven't you?
Well, we basically had a few people do remixes and, you know, send in different versions, and I basically picked the ones that I liked the most.
Are you more likely to listen to the song sort of relaxing in a bath, or are you jumping around the lounge to the remix of it?
Jumping around the bathroom, the lounge room.
And does this single mean we're going to see a new album on the way?
My album's coming out February the 20th. Single now. I'm going to have another single coming out very soon.
And what can we expect of this album?
It's the best
powerhouse
way to
vocals?
Say, yeah, you know, there's a lot of great vocals on there. And contemporary adult pop. I've got to say that. Contemporary adult pop.
That's what we love at Joy.
Yes, absolutely.
Now, you're looking stunning tonight. Who dressed you?
This is from a lady called Shukovsky. She is, like...
You look incredible.
Thank you. I hope it fits me properly. Like...
Now, next time you're down in Melbourne, you must pop in and say hello to Joy 94.9. We love you.
There.
Have yourself a fantastic night, Paulini. Always a pleasure.
Joy 94.9 inside the Sound Museum tonight with myself, Leo, and Jono, and Harry tonight.
Almost time for us to get out of here, but we've got one more red carpet interview to play with some legends.
Harry and I had a chat with NXS, Tim and John Ferris from NXS, legends.
They were amazing.
Really nice guys. So this is our last interview tonight. Joy 94.9 on the ARIA Red Carpet with Music Royal. Tim and John Ferris from NXS. Oh my god, you guys are legends.
Thank you so much.
You are the highest selling album this year.
Yeah.
Incredible.
But has the red carpet changed much from when you first started on it?
Well, it's a lot dirtier now. Look, of course, it's sort of expanded with keeping up with the Joneses. I mean, you know, Australia is now really fair and square on the international map. And
where it should be.
Well, exactly. You know, it really is. And we're proud to sort of see it burgeoning into what it is now, and you know, we're just very honoured to be But not only Australian, but part of the very important scene.
And giving away album of the year. It was great.
Yeah. And this year, the miniseries, incredible stuff.
Thank you.
Popular all over the world. And in the UK and in New Zealand. I'm from New Zealand.
Right.
And they loved it over there.
Yeah, look, it went down pretty big. And they got to thank Timmy there. He was
the executive producer. There you go. Tim.
One of them.
Yep, along with Chris Murphy. Lots of time on the set. It was a wild ride for everybody. You know, is obviously wow. Would have taken 36 years, yeah. No problem. You know.
Last question: who do you hope wins Album of the Year?
It'd be hard to say who we hope wins because they're all.
Who do you think?
All good. Who I think's going to win? I have a feeling Jessica Mowboy might win.
Okay.
I don't know.
I don't know. I
have no idea. So, and it's really hard to gauge because I don't know what the criteria is for winning exactly. You know.
I've said Sia, but only because I don't know. It popped in my head, and I thought maybe.
Sia record. It's.
I have 1 in 5 chances of getting it right. So.
That is the end of the Sound Museum tonight. Thank you, Harry, for coming in and seeing us.
Thank you for having me.
What a great night.
Thoroughly enjoyed myself.
We are back next week from 8 o'clock. Hope you can join us in. The boys with Hide and Seek are up next. We'll leave you.
This will be podcasted as well.
We'll leave you with a little bit of an excess. Good night.
Good night.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.